Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show on a Friday here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. I'm Craig Hoffman. He's Anthony Haney, super producer of the program. Anthony, I went to bed with like a minute left in the game last night. So you ready to talk about this Thunder win?
You went to bed with a minute left to go in what game?
The NBA Finals game. So you ready, well, you ready to talk
about
this?
I am ready to talk about the game.
This Thunder win? How OKC went up game one?
Oh, yeah. You missed it then, sir.
I've been on the internet all day. Something happened?
Tyrese Halliburton happened again.
It can't happen again. Statistically impossible. They've already broken every record of, like, coming back. You know why no one's taking me seriously? Why everyone knows that I'm lying right now, and I know exactly what happened in this game.
Why?
Because I obviously went to bed way before 1 second left in regulation last night. Let's
well,
be real.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, mid-third quarter. See ya. I'm out. We'll watch the rest in the morning. And boy, was I surprised when I wake up this morning and see, look at the reactions as the Pacers storm back to steal game one. Got to see Tyrese Howell. I'm like, again? They did it again? Sure did. Sure did. You know, all these numbers about the histories of, teams in this situation were 120, had won 120 straight games, and now it's 1 in 120. It's just, how do they keep doing this? They're taking the win probability stuff is so funny to me because everyone freaks out when a team that has a 99% chance of losing wins. And it's like, well, yeah, it didn't say 100, it said 99%. So this is the one. How many times in these playoffs have the Pacers been the one? Like, this does seem to be saying there might be a problem with the model. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous what this team is doing. But the thing is, it's because they keep doing that that allows them to keep doing it. Their belief is so incredibly high. They never give up. They are a team because of the pace they play, the intensity that they bring does wear on you. And so for four quarters, Richard Jefferson was kind of a broken record at times about certain things last night, but he wasn't wrong about them. You know, Indiana needing to slow down just a little bit to kind of regain control. And there's another change they made in the second half that we can talk about stylistically. But I think on a bigger picture, the thing that he kept saying that I really thought was true is this is a 48-minute team. And Indiana in that game last night was tied for about a minute and a half, trailed for 46 minutes and 23 seconds, and led for 0.3 seconds in the entire game. It was the final 0.3, and thus the Pacers, against all odds, are up 1-0 in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it truly just makes – it's crazy to think, how they continue to do this. I think the game I was at yesterday in terms of the Mystics – how it looked like we were going to storm back, and then, you know, one bad turnover caused us to, you know, lose by more than, you know, a couple of possessions.
And by the way, Indiana had that turnover. They had it. It was a not. I watched the first two. Like, I missed obviously the first quarter because I was also at the Mystics game. We wound up leaving that game a little bit early. Get home, pick up like mid or late first quarter, I think is when I picked the game up. Watch live until the middle of the third quarter, and then watch the rest back as if live this morning, already knowing the score. But I watched like the broadcast feed, and then literally in the hour before the show, I went back and watched the condensed game again. So I watched they chop out all the fluff, so it takes about 45 minutes to watch a full game. Watch it again, and I remember watching this live and being like, "Oh, that should have been the dagger," and then making sure that when I rewatched it again to like write down the timestamp. With 9:45 to go, Indiana pitches the ball. Like, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Neesmith. Someone gets caught in the air and they throw the ball back and it goes over Miles Turner. Actually, no, it was the inbound. They had an inbound. It was McConnell. It's inbounding the ball. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's like, okay, got to go to the outlet to the big. And he overthrows Turner. And Jalen Williams gets the run out dunk.
Yep,
Thunder right are up hand. 14. With 9:45 to go. That should have been the same exact turnover that the Mystics had last night in their game, where they have a run going. It's like, oh, this is going to get close. Liberty, you know, smoked him in the second quarter, but they're just chopping wood, coming back. And then it's the NBA, it's the WNBA. Everybody makes a run. And that was the thing that, like, the Pacers did yesterday that was so remarkable was – they never let, and OKC, by the way, is the best at this in the entire league. It's what's actually made them dominant this year. It's typically in the third quarter, they go on a run that you can't come back from. They go on like a back-to-back run where it's like, they go on a run, timeout, now it's our turn to go on a run. Nope, they just extend it out. Now all of a sudden you're down 25 and the game's basically over. Indiana never let them go on that second run. So even though they were down 14 with 9:45 to go, which in most games is an insurmountable lead against this Oklahoma City team, they never let it get worse than that. And so they're able to chip away. All of a sudden it's 8. They're able to chip away. Next thing you know, it's 4 with 2 minutes to go and party on. And Oklahoma City, I didn't love their last two possessions offensively, not just from like a result standpoint, from a process standpoint. It felt like they were they didn't really take it that seriously. It's like, let's just make sure we get a shot off. And they did. They weren't quality shots. And next thing you know, Tyrese Halliburton's got the ball dribbling up the floor with, you know, 6 seconds to go and 0.3 seconds left. It's 111-110 Indiana, and there's your final.
Yeah. Going off of that, I think that was what was so good about the Pacers. And to be honest, Craig, we might have to even have the discussion about the Pacers just being like one of the best fourth quarter like teams, because for somehow, some way, they always seem to, you know, be able to rally. And that's why, you know, Richard Jefferson kept on saying this is a 48 minute team, because they don't give up. Even if the game looks to be getting out of hand, they just continue to, you know, fight, chip away. And yesterday, them being able to take care of the ball in the fourth quarter, defend at a high clip, you know, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams, they struggled shooting the ball yesterday. Shea, you know, he had it going. He had 38. But the others, they couldn't really get going. So I think you got to tip your hat to the Pacers in terms of limiting what the Thunder were able to do in the fourth quarter, only holding them to about like 15 points in the fourth quarter, and then extending, you know, their lead and stuff. So
yeah, no doubt.
This is going to be a series.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, first of all, Obi Toppin in the fourth quarter alone was a plus 17.
Mm-hmm.
He played 6 minutes and 52 seconds. Toppin's the difference in the game in a lot of ways, because he had a ton of turnovers and was bad in the first half. He was awesome in the second half, hit some threes. He had a couple of nice passes, had a couple of rebounds that mattered. In the fourth quarter, I mean, he was ridiculous.
He had 8 in the fourth as well.
Yeah, he had 6 in the fourth. 6 points on 2 of 2 shooting, and then 2 of 2 threes, and then he also must have hit 2 free throws. No, he just had you said he had 8. I had said he had 6. Math, yeah. Hard. He had 6. NBA.com. I just ordered this today. They have, because I know they have the books like hidden, like the big books that you get handed at the end of your media. They actually have this as like an interactive, more, you know, more user-friendly version on the NBA.com box score. So I'm looking at a fourth quarter box right now. You know, Oklahoma City lost the fourth quarter by 10 points. So they were able to erase a double-digit lead. And it's in part because Oklahoma City shoots 36.8%. They were 7 of 19 in the fourth quarter, didn't make a single three. That's how you do it. Meanwhile, 50% from the field, including 6 of 10 from three. So you got 0% on five attempts, 60% on 10 attempts. There's your difference in the ballgame. That is ridiculous. Not to mention, from a turnover standpoint, where it was obviously a huge advantage for Oklahoma City for most of the game, just three turnovers in the fourth quarter from, including the one I mentioned on that inbound from McConnell, for Indiana. And that's the difference, right? Is they have five turnovers in the second half, 19 in the first half. And there's definitely more to talk about here, including something that Anthony wanted to talk about in terms of the way that Mark Dagenau and the Oklahoma City Thunder deployed their lineups. So we'll get into that and much more on the NBA Finals in this first hour next here on the Hoffman Show. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Talking about the NBA Finals, you want to get some thoughts in? I guess we can take some calls. 301-230-0980. 5 o'clock. The good thing about where we went to school, Anthony, is there's always a person that we know that's covering something. Andrew Chernoff, who does TV up in Indianapolis, is going to join us. He's in Oklahoma City for the finals. So we'll get the Pacers' perspective coming up at 5 o'clock. To the victor go the spoils. And by the spoils, I mean an appearance on the Hoffman Show, Anthony. That's really what better spoil could you want on a Friday in early June?
A Hoffman Show appearance.
By the way, do you have a note somewhere in your phone about things to do in Paris when you go to Paris next month?
Oh, do I have a note?
Yeah, are you keeping like a restaurant list or something?
I am not, but I would love to.
Okay, early June in Paris. That's why all of a sudden I said early June, and that popped in my head. Early June in Paris. Probably the best meal we had in Paris. Unbelievable. And if you eat,
is this at a breakfast place?
No, it's dinner. But they don't take reservations. But if you eat at, you know, an American time and not a French time, it's not that hard to get in. Because you go at like, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, as opposed to when they're eating at 9, and it's not quite as busy.
I'm not eating at 9.
Yeah, it's just, you'll be fine. Early June, it's delicious. Anyone out there listening that's going to Paris, go to early June in Paris. You can tell them I sent you. They don't know who I am. All right, Mark Dagenau is the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and last night he made a change to his starting lineup, Anthony, and you didn't like it very much.
I mean, I just thought it was a little weird to change your lineup before playing, you know, the first game in the NBA Finals. And again, these two teams played each other in the regular season. The Thunder end up winning. They didn't, you know, change their lineup then. But to come into the series with a game plan change, I thought it was a little weird, just because I think you see substitutions or you see adjustments made in game two, maybe even game three. Game four might be a little too late, but you can still, you know, make adjustments in game four as well. But I just thought this was a little premature, given like you haven't played the Pacers yet and you haven't seen how they will respond to your double big lineup that you would have deployed out there. So I thought it was a little premature. In the first half, it certainly worked. And I want to say, like, you know, in the second half, it worked until it didn't work. But we'll see what Mark Dagenau does. I would expect him to actually go back, roll out the same stars that he did, because again, like, I think from the first half, it actually did work out for them.
Yeah. For me, it's hard to, like, I don't know. So I have multiple thoughts here that I'll try to explain and balance out. And I also try to pull some data real quick on all of this. No, I don't want to reset the filters. I want to do from that date to this date, and I'd like to get the information, and then that'll allow me to talk more intelligently about this in a second. So the thing about changing your lineup if you're the best team in the league in the NBA Finals is it's probably stupid. You got there for a reason. You got there because you have a tremendous continuity. You got there because you have tremendous output. And I think this is tricky, though, because you have a balance. You have to both balance the matchups and the schematics with the psychology. If you are a team that is built on confidence and, you know, kind of a swagger, then making an adjustment before you've even played a game feels a little bit silly. Unless maybe you consider your identity to be, hey, we're adaptable to anything. We're always going to have an answer. But I do think that there's something to saying, hey, we've gotten here by being us. Everyone's got their roles. We're 100 games into the season. Let's just keep things rolling the way they are. And I actually think that is probably the side of the argument I come down on, while also admitting, like, hey, it's pretty important to make sure that you get, the matchups right in a game that is mostly drawn on matchups. As for how it actually played out in the game, the starters for Oklahoma City were Dort, Williams, Holmgren, Wallace, and Alexander. Gilgeous Alexander. Typically, Cason Wallace is not out there, and Isaiah Hartenstein, the double big lineup that Anthony referenced, is. So if I look real quick at this, the best lineup, Gilgeous Alexander, Dort, Holmgren, Williams, and Wallace. That lineup yesterday played 16 and a half minutes together and was a positive plus minus. It was OKC's second best lineup in the game. Their best lineups were, you know, they only played 3 and 2 minutes together, but they were both plus five per 100. This is also per 100 possessions. So Caruso, Gilgeous Alexander, Dort, Holmgren, Williams, Caruso, Hartenstein, Gilgeous Alexander, Joe, and Wiggins. If I change this from, I know this is great radio in terms of, oh, that was actually per game. If I go per 100 possessions, sort it that way, the best lineup in the game was Caruso, Wiggins, Holmgren, Williams, Mitchell. So, like, you get some of the funkiness. But the starters overall yesterday, like, that's not where they lost the game. The starters played really well. They got out to a 7-0 lead. They ultimately were able to hold that advantage that they had early throughout the game when they were in together. And I think if I'm Dagenau, I'd probably go back to it in game two. Because if I look at also yesterday, I'll see if they even played the double big lineup. Did they play the double big lineup? So we're looking for Hartenstein and Holmgren together. Hartenstein, Gilgeous Alexander, Hartenstein, Gilgeous Alexander, Hartenstein. I don't think they played together at all. Actually, I would have to look at two-man lineups. Two-player lineups. Did you know you can sort all this, Anthony? And by the way,
I'm learning on the fly.
Tremendous radio right now, let me tell you. All right, Hartenstein and Holmgren did not play at all together in game one.
So, all right, my question to you then is, since they're going with this small ball, lineup, do you think that favors the Pacers a little bit more than the Thunder in terms of like defensive rebounding? What else?
I think they're scared of the matchups. I think they're scared of Holmgren and Hartenstein. Like, who do they defend? If Indiana's going to go small, do you match it or do you say we're going to beat you up? Neither of those guys are like dominant offensive players. So it's not like, you got Shaq or, Shaq and another big, or, Duncan and Robinson back in the day. It's like, okay, you're going to go small against us. We'll just kill you. They don't have that. And so if Holmgren, who's more of a perimeter player, Hartenstein, who is a useful offensive player, is a pivot piece, like he's a good passer, but he's not going to like drive it and score, then what they would have to give you offensively and rebounding wise would have to be worth it or defensively and rebounding wise would have to be worth it on offense. And that's probably not going to be the case, because defensively, are you actually gaining anything? I would say no. And if you look at the best two-man groups for Indiana in this game, you know, it's the top end minutes and it's the Turner minutes. Like when they had their, you know, either super small or one big on the floor, that was the best spot for them. You know, Nembhard Toppin plus 18 in 16 minutes. Nembhard Nesmith plus 17 in 24 minutes. Toppin Nesmith plus 15. Like that group that wound up closing the game is Indiana's best lineup, and it's kind of going to be on Daganal to figure out how to match it. And that's the finals, is like, what buttons do you press? But I think it's probably worth finding out. I think it's probably worth 5 minutes at the very least. And if it goes well in the first half, you go back to it. And if you're like, oh, nope, there's a reason we're not doing this, then maybe you don't go double big lineup at all. But it's a card to play.
Yeah, and I think Rick Carlisle, the lineup you just pointed out, it's important to note, Turner wasn't playing well into the fourth. Obi Toppin, the first half, struggled. The second half, definitely did hit some timely threes. But it's the fact that he just went back to those guys that he's, you know, been leaning on all season long, and they were able to deliver for him. So, again, it's going to come down to coaching. It's going to come down to, you know, who can make the right adjustments. But I think Indiana being able to, you know, close out the fourth quarter as strong as they did, it is huge. And in a game that they did not necessarily play well, Tyrese Haliburton, 13 shot attempts. I don't think we're going to see that again.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's going to come down to, do they turn the ball over a zillion times? So that's probably part of it. You know what's also crazy, looking at these two-man lineups? Oklahoma City does not have a single two-man lineup that had a negative point differential in the game.
Because, I mean, they only lost by one, right?
Right. They lost by one, and all of them dudes that were on the floor at the end when they were finally losing or gave up some of that lead or lost leads at parts of the game were apparently in at different times where they were also ahead in the game or they were gaining in the game. So there's no like blinking red light here. It's just that, like, you know, when Nembhard and Toppin are out there, Indiana's plus 18 for those 17 minutes. So you're going to have to find some groups if you're Oklahoma City that can create some separation. Gilgeous Alexander Holmgren was the best two-man pairing for Oklahoma City in the game. 22 minutes, they were a plus 7. So
that's so crazy considering how poorly Chet shot the ball.
The numbers are noisy, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It's a tough deal. Unless there's another page of this data. Oh, that's why. And the fact I just gave has to be wrong. Two player. There's got to be. Yeah. There's the negative numbers. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, give me that Williams, Case, and Wallace minus 11. Dort Wallace minus 10. Caruso Wallace. So I will say the Case and Wallace minutes don't seem to be going great. So maybe you got a point, Anthony. Maybe you got a point. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We'll take some of your calls on the NBA Finals next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Just got a quality zoom in, Anthony, on YouTube. Cameron. I'm blurry for a second.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah. It would have been cooler if I could have hit the remote and just been like, oh, Hoffman's got real fancy stuff, but I'm operating my own machinery here. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's go to Ross in Tampa, who's also from Indianapolis, but works kind of in D.C. sometimes. Ross, you got to pick a location, bro.
Here's the situation, Craig.
Okay.
When I graduated from Ball State University in Indiana, the job in Tampa came calling. I'm not turning it down. I've been down here since 2016, but, you know, outside of, you know, obviously Commanders, a little bit of Nationals and Capitals, my heart belongs to Indiana Pacers, man. That's the only Indiana team that I kept with me. But
okay.
I'll be Ross from Indy here in the next couple of years, man, because this heat's killing me. I'm about to have a heat stroke right now.
All right. Well, assuming that you can stay upright and we do not have any kind of heat stroke.
How would that be for radio?
Honestly, not great. I don't want to be known as the show where a guy died. That's really not how, you know, we've almost made it, Ross, to our third birthday. We're almost three complete years at the end of the month and nobody's died yet. And I would like to keep it that way.
You know what, Craig? Speaking of birthdays, you know what? Reggie Miller in the 2000 Indiana Pacers gifted me a game three win against the Lakers on my ninth birthday. It'd be nice if Halliburton and crew can do the same thing for my 34th birthday next week in game three. But before we get to game three, Craig, I'm thinking, I was telling Sheehan earlier, I was kind of telling Anthony, he had to cool me off and put me on hold because I was getting too revved up for him. Do you think this series goes to Indiana potentially more so than not if we get it done on Sunday? I just feel as though if we blank them both times at home, and then we take a 2-0 momentum back in Indianapolis, I just don't think with what Carlisle's got going on with the depth that we have and just the clutch gene that Halliburton has, I just don't see there being a way where OKC can overcome it. They already switched the lineups going into the final. I just look at that as an admission that they already know they got to readjust for what Indiana's got coming for them.
I'm going to be honest, Ross. Watching that game last night made me think there's going to be a game in this series that Oklahoma City wins by 40. Indiana might win the series. Indiana might still win the series. But, like, Oklahoma City was one of the best teams we have ever seen in the NBA regular season. I think it's the fifth best regular season ever in terms of just pure win-loss. 68 wins. They won by an average of almost 13 points, or their scoring margin was a plus 13, basically, on the season, 12.8, 12.9. This team is awesome. And they... They are definitely in a very different kind of fight with Indiana, because Indiana, once they kind of found out what they needed to do last night, the pace does not bother them. They had to adjust to the length. They had to add more force, and I think they did a tremendous job of that. Oklahoma City will probably try to crank it up an even higher level, but I do think that it's worth pointing out, the way Indiana won that game last night was they shot the freaking lights out. And they have been the best shooting team in the playoffs. I don't expect it to fully regress to like a league average level, but it's not like I think that they will have an off shooting night at some point because that's basketball. And depending on just how hot they stay, we'll determine on who wins the series, which essentially turns this into a make or miss league type of finals, which is fun to watch, but becomes very unpredictable very, very quickly.
I hear you on that, Craig. I'm not a series probability guy, but that thing shoots north of 75 if they win game two. You know who the Pacers playoff run reminds me of?
Who's that?
The Commanders. That's who their run reminds me of. And, Craig, I appreciate you answering that question on DM, man, and I look forward to hearing the tight end. Forgot his name. Goodness gracious. What is his name?
Logan.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing his take on that, man. Thank you for that, Craig.
Big beer. Yeah, Ross sent me an interesting hypothetical. Maybe that'll go in the Take Command mailbag. We'll get that. Ross, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting thought. Thanks for the call. The thing is, like, look, if Indiana somehow, Anthony, turns game one into saying, all right, you think that was fun, watch what we did to New York, game two, let's go, they do it again. Now, New York had the same challenge that Oklahoma City will have. You're two down. There's five games left. You have to win four of them. Would I want any other team in the league to be able to do that? No. They're the best team in the league. But the NBA playoffs are always, always matchup dependent. And like we talked about going into game one, the way that Indiana can win this series is by declawing some of Oklahoma City's defense because they don't have a place for a guy like Chet Holmgren, for instance, to hide. They don't have a way for a place for SGA to hide. The thing is, last night, SGA was really good on that end. Like, he was impactful. In that first half, they kept trying to post him, or they would get, you know, he would be in passing lanes. He's stepping up, taking charges. He was really impactful in that first half defensively. They did kind of find a way to make Chet ineffective. Holmgren, bad shooting night, not really involved a ton defensively. And so I'm curious to see what tweaks Dagenaw makes in game two, because while, yes, Indiana is the team that has the strongest identity and is really, really good, like, let's not pretend like Oklahoma City isn't adaptable and like they can't just crank it right back up in game two. And remember, they were leading for 46 and a half minutes of game one. It matters who was winning at the end, but it's not like it's full-on panic mode when you led by 46 and a half minutes and then lost by one at the bitter end.
Yeah, and I think to your point about Shea, stepping up on the defensive end, I think Nembhard, though, the shot he hits over SGA, they like...
Dog.
despite, like, you know, how good he was playing, I think, you know, Rick Carlisle and the Pacers still stuck to their game plan. We're going to force SGA to defend. We're going to force Chet to defend. We're going to put him in the action and force him, you know, step up and play. So the fact Nembhard, you know, takes that shot and makes the shot, I think it's just, you know, a testament to, you know, them believing in, you know, the game plan and following through. And also, what do you make of, you know, Rick Carlisle not calling the timeout at the end of the game?
I think it's the right call. 100% agree. That is how he should have gone about it. The thing is too, Clinton's coming up in a little bit, and I know something that, we're going to talk about this game, this series and these teams, but something that he and I were talking about a little bit earlier today, was he was like, where's Caruso going? Like on that last play, he kind of gets caught in between, but what I was telling him was like, man, it's tough. It's a scramble situation. And he's like, you know, I would rather just have Caruso on the ball always because he's so good as an on-ball defender. And Clinton's like, well, that's another thing. And I'm like, that's why you don't call the timeout. Because exactly what I think it was RJ, it might have been Doris, said on the broadcast, you don't call timeout because you have the best defensive team in the league in a scramble mode. They are trying to make sure they're matched up. You've got Cason Wallace on Halley as opposed to, I mean, what's one of the things I said was key yesterday? If I'm Oklahoma City, I want Dort or Caruso on Halliburton the entire night. And I don't have the ability to look this up as quickly as I'd like. I think I can look it up, but I'll see if I can at some point by the end of the show. Matchups versus, like, who's the guarding who? Actually, I don't even know if I can do that on the NBA. There's a lot of stuff on the NBA stats engine. I don't know if that's one of them. I think I need Second Spectrum data or whatever. But point is, there can't have been more than 10 possessions yesterday where Dort or Caruso, mostly Dort, wasn't on Halliburton. Like, Dort was the guy, and he did a good job. You get in a scramble situation late off a defensive rebound, you got Cason Wallace. Caruso's, you know, caught in helping on, you know, Caruso, for as great as he is on ball, occasionally gets a little lost off the ball. Siakam, one of the best off-ball movers in the sport. He, most guys stay out in the corner, right? So paint the picture in your head. Halliburton comes up on the left side, crosses over. He's now going to the right wing. Pascal Siakam is in the strong side, a.k.a. the same side corner. And he's kind of fading towards the corner, fading towards the corner. And most guys stay there. And so Caruso has made it where he's kind of trying to force Halliburton to make that pass in the corner. And it's like, we're going to live with a challenged Pascal Siakam three for the game. What does Siakam do? Cuts back door. Sprint to the rim. Bang, bang. Caruso's like, uh-oh. He starts turning around, chasing Siakam. That is all this. And Wallace kind of thinks he might have help from Caruso coming. It's pretty good defense, but not airtight. That one little half step to the right is all the space Halliburton needs. Ball game. Sorry, I had to push it more. But for the radio audience, did a little fake shot. I gotta work on my Tyrese Halliburton impression. It's more like over here.
Yeah, it's like right off the
right
shoulder.
Off the head. Yeah, it's ball game. That was actually pretty good. Kind of in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ball game. So that's what I think about that. I don't remember where we started, but that was the ending.
Oh, no, we're talking about whether or not they should have called a timeout.
Oh, yeah. No. Good job, Rick. Clinton Yates going to join us at 5:30 to talk about this, plus kind of some of the team building that has gone into it and how it makes us feel about the rest of the NBA. Plus, more on the Pacers side of things from Andrew Chernoff, who does TV up in Indy, old friend of mine from the Syracuse days. He's Indy. Not only is he an Indy guy now, he's Indy born and bred. So it'll be fun to talk to Chernoff about all of this coming up at 5. We'll get into some of the Terry McLaurin stuff. We'll wrap up our first hour of thoughts on the NBA Finals next here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we got 3 minutes before we got to take another break and then hit Andrew Chernoff, my pal up in Indy, who's actually in Oklahoma City after he watched his Pacers win, or I said the Pacers win, last night, game one of the NBA Finals. Anthony, should we? Oh, Anthony's answering the phone. Apparently, we got callers. Oh, that would be good. Anthony's making a call to one of Indy's finest. And if I got to tell Chernoff, we got to push him back because we got someone else from Indianapolis on the phone. Then, you know, we'll do that. And then we'll push the Thibodeau Knicks or the Jason Kidd Knicks thing till later. We got time today. We got stuff we can move around. Now I'm just watching Anthony answer the phone. Talk on the phone. Good?
You got 3 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from the Indianapolis Colts, Zaire Franklin. C, what's up?
Craig, what's happening? What's happening?
Man, how's the city today? Like how jacked up is everybody?
Well, I'm currently in Philadelphia.
Okay,
I got a girls' flag camp I'm hosting in Philly tomorrow. It's gonna be a good time. But the energy in Indianapolis has been sky high. The Pacers, man, they don't call it a comeback. Them boys, they setting the tone, man. They're doing their thing for sure.
So have you been there for the games. I've seen you for a couple of them during the playoff run. What's that atmosphere like? Like, what would you compare it to from, like, a really hype college football game, hype basketball, you know, some of the games you went to back at Cuse, or, you know, an NFL Sunday? Like, is it as good of a sporting environment as you've been in?
Man, I would tell you the environment – it was like, it felt like, you know, playoff football. You know, you obviously just playoff basketball, you know, me being there game six versus the Knicks, you know, the stadium was hyped. The production was crazy. You know, the energy of the city was just, you know, at an all time high. But I'll tell you, man, the way those teams played against each other, I felt like I was at like a high school state championship basketball game where like it's just evenly matched team and just, you know, one team's going forward and one team's not. But, you know, those dudes are playing hard. They're playing good. The Pacers is hot. You know, they stole game one. So, you know, see if they could get another one and win it for the city.
You know, you and some of these guys on the Pacers have been in Indy for a while. Have you had a chance to get to know any of those guys and, like, kind of know how they tick and what they're made of?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around those guys. I had a chance to, you know, be around Miles Turner a few times. Halliburton a couple times. So, you know, those good dudes. Obviously, we all root for each other in the city. TJ McConnell a little bit. So, and Obi, shout out to Obi. So, you know, we had our run-ins. You know, we kind of, you know, we all moving, like, you know, on the same type time. But, you know, those guys obviously putting the work in. You know, the growth that they've been having is amazing. And, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy what they're doing. And we got to follow up in the fall.
Yeah, for sure. Zaire Franklin, Indianapolis Colts, with us here for just a quick minute on the Hoffman Show. You got any basketball takes? I know you know hoops. So you got any insight, any analysis you want to drop on the series?
Halliburton's a superstar. In the discussion. That's how I'm carrying it. Shout out to Holly. He keep putting on. Yeah, that's pretty much. I don't know what's going on. You got to what's hiding in basketball world? I mean, everybody talking about Holly. What else is happening?
I mean, that's all you need to know is like that dude. I mean, see the number of like sometimes it feels like we make up stats, but like it's, you know, hey, no team's ever done this, or you know, teams have lost 120 straight games in this scenario, and they keep being the one to break those streaks. So like this is crazy. Like I can't remember anything like what they've had the run in these playoffs. They've won so many. It's like they've won four games on a Hail Mary in a single playoffs. Like, you don't do this.
Yeah, it's a little different than a Hail Mary, but, you know, I definitely say, look, the common denominator and everything is Halliburton, man. So get that man his flowers, man. He's a superstar for sure.
For sure. Overrate that. Z, have a great rest of the spring. Have fun at minicamp, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line. And I'll keep hanging in line until it's your turn.
Yes, please do. All right, boys.
I'll do my best. All right, see you, Z. Zaire Franklin, everybody. Nice pull, Anthony. How'd you get that one?
So he called me during the break, and I was like, "We're about to come back from break. You want to hop on for like 4 minutes?" He was like, "Yeah." So I was like, "All right, man, set up for it. Let's go." Yeah,
there's no setup there. I was like, "Am I supposed to ask him a specific? Is there a specific take that he wants to get on? Does he want to? You want to talk hoops? You just want to rep for his city?"
Look, he and Indy, like, and I texted him yesterday after the game. I was like, after game six, actually, I was like, Indiana's turn right now. He was like, yeah, it is turn. So after they stole game one, I'm like, Indiana's turned up.
The thing is, like, Z's, it's a great time for Z because, like, the Colts now, post Peyton Manning, that is an equally football town. Like, they love their Colts. But Indiana is Indiana. Like, Rick Carlisle said it after the Eastern Conference Finals, and I'm sure a lot of other places that love basketball are like, that's not true. And, like, there's levels to all of this, but, like, in 49 states, it's basketball, and in Indiana, it's life. Like, there is still that through line of what basketball means to that state. Obviously, there's cities, including D.C. Like, D.C. is a basketball town on, like, the high school level, even though there's been a ton of football, and the pro football team here has been the dominant force for decades. But, yeah, the Pacers, man, how much they mean to Indiana. And I think what's really cool to wrap things up real quick on this thought, and then we can actually talk about it a little bit more with Andrew Chernoff coming up at 5 o'clock here for Not My Beat, is Oklahoma City is the same way. Like, that's the only sport – that's the only pro sports team in the entire state of Oklahoma. Everything else is college. It's their baby. And so to see the fan bases and how – hyped they are. It's a huge part of this series. The atmospheres are going to be great, and pretty pumped to watch the rest of this series starting in game two. Game one to the Pacers. So let's talk about it. Andrew Chernoff, when did he think this team could make a run? He's been covering them all season long. Andrew Chernoff, who does TV up in Indy, joins us next on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.